the hospital bill. You filed a bill in relation to the Keokuk Area Hospital. What exactly is this bill?
Well, the bill actually asks for what they have a funding formula in the state called disproportionate share, which provides for funding for hospitals that are in a situation like Keokuk Area. And it's funded at a certain level, which leverages funds from the feds, but the more it's funded, the more funds you can get from the federal government. So what I'm asking to do is increase that considerably. I think the hospital now gets somewhere around $66,000 out of it every year. If we would increase that, they could get much, much more than that if we could increase the number of dollars that's put in by the state. Now, there was some thought about what about local match, you know, city government, county government, contributions, charitable, whatever. There's some question about whether that would qualify or not. I'm not sure about that yet, but we did bring that up, and because I think local government here is willing to put something in, you know, to save the hospital, is what it comes down to. So that's what my bill does. It says, it doesn't give a figure. It simply says maximize as much as possible the funding for that disproportionate share level.
And there, so that's what I was going to say. There's no, like, we want you to raise it from, there's been a lot of talk that there's $4 million in the fund. We want it to 8 to 10. There's no number like that.
No, that's not, we didn't give it a number. It just said to maximize it to the maximum extent possible. It left it open for the committee to make some decisions on that. The hospital could get, I think if we went to full funding, the hospital said they could get $1.1 million. I'm not sure, but it's over $1 million rather than the 66. Well, that would require a lot of funding, but even half that would be a, you know, godsend for the hospital right now.
Where is it at this point? You mentioned maybe some subcommittee this week.
I introduced the bill about 2 weeks ago. They had a subcommittee meeting on it out of the Health and Human Services Committee really quick. I mean, it was just within a few days. We left it at that. It was a long meeting. Wally Winkler was there and discussed a lot of the issues. We had the department there. We had Medicare folks there, Medicaid. Everybody was there that kind of had at least part of the responsibility. And so we left it at that, said there'd be another subcommittee meeting. There's supposed to be another subcommittee meeting this coming week.
That's all I have.
I just wanted to ask about the corrections bill. Of course, the governor was suggesting about $6.5 million adding to corrections. The Senate passed $8.5 million. Has the House at all talked about whether or not they would be willing to pass that $8.5 million?
Now, it's a supplemental bill
it's
a supplemental bill, funding bill for the rest of this year. And I have not seen anything in corrections from the House. Now, that doesn't mean that they haven't talked about it, but I'm not on that committee. I may not, I may not have heard. Something may have come out. I don't know. It would be my guess that the House would not be as high as the Senate, and it would probably match or be closer to the governor's recommendation.
And I assume that any amount of funding is going to be better than zero?
Well, it can't be zero. We'd be laying off way too many people. I mean, we'd be shutting something down. So everybody knows there's got to be a supplemental appropriation for that. The last bill that came out last year provided for 40 additional correction officers. We were hoping that Fort Madison would get some of those, but actually they were for two other locations, Clarinda and one other location. That didn't happen. That money was used to meet the increases in the wages that were already bargained and part of the contract and for other things. I'm on the Judiciary Subcommittee, Appropriations Subcommittee, with a joint subcommittee with the House and the Senate, and we talked about that when we had Director Baldwin in last week. He took a little bit of a grilling about it, but he said, what can I do? I got to keep who I've got there rather than hire 40 more people than lay them off. So that's basically what he said. And
so it's tough. The funding level just wasn't adequate last year to keep what they had, so that $40 million just kept what they had?
It wasn't sufficient to hire the 40 new people, and they used it for ongoing costs and increases in wages.
Is there any way that in this fund, this supplemental, that you can say of this, this must go X amount to higher end Fort Madison? Can you get that specific into something like this?
Generally, when you do a budget, you don't set policy with the budget bill. But last year, we said 40 new correction officers. That didn't happen. I mean, we brought that up. So, well, you know, I'm not sure what you can do. I mean, you can make a suggestion. Maybe there's a way to tab it just for that, but I don't know what it would be.